You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Mad Tea Party. Let's apologize for being a little late. The entire crew was discombobulated this morning, getting all things ready for this show. So we apologize for being late, but we are here. We are ready to piss you guys all off with a heavy dose of opinions. So before we get started, let's go around the room. Sam, how are you?
I am good. We had a power outage just a little bit ago, so my technology was a little wonky. So my Indiana Wi-Fi may be a little bit more Indiana-y today.
Yeah, I think you are mildly delayed as well, just a heads up.
All right.
That's a yes.
We're just going to have to go with it.
There we go. That other voice wrapping out the team. So David and Sean are not here, but I reached out to my other fellow Toontown enthusiasts. Bill, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm exhausted, but good as ever. There's no excuses.
Well, I appreciate you being here. We got a fun theme tonight, especially talking movies. Last time you were here, the show was a lot different. I mean, it was undisputed, and the blood was still boiling. It still boils this show, but now we obviously got a lot more madness in here and a lot more off-the-wall topics. A few shows back, to a little catch-up, we were talking about lifting the castle up by giving it an extension, taking the floor out and making it bigger. And, man, did we get the people pissed. Well, I did. About saying, hey, if we are going to bring Tron here, we should lift the castle up too. And people were pretty pissed with me. So we have the same exact undisputed theme here, but we actually got a theme now. So we're glad you're here, man.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, dude, pull the Warner Brothers. That's what they did with their soundstage.
Let's see. What if... Well, I'm trying to answer, but Sam is switching up. So what if Rolf is being added to Snow White, and that's the reason? I don't think Rolf is being added to Snow White. It couldn't hurt the movie, I will tell you that much. if Rolf is being added, let's see who Joey wants us to answer. I haven't got a question from Joey,
but I think I know. When are we getting a Snow White? He said, when are we getting a Snow White trailer?
The question is, do we need a Snow White trailer? Do we need Snow White in general?
Jen, we're sorry. Sam had Indiana technical difficulties.
So Bill, you're saying no to Snow White?
To Snow White? I wasn't interested. I thought we had enough of them when they did two in 1 year with Kristen Stewart, and I don't even know who was in the
I'm sorry, one. But Kristen Stewart should never do anything.
I mean, there's some films that she did okay in, but
can you name one?
She did that one with what is his name from Social Network.
If you don't know the name of the movie, it wasn't worth it.
It's one of those like indie films. That's why, like, where it's like it's you like don't realize it until a friend puts it on. You're like, this is damn good. It's with her and Jesse Eisenberg.
I've heard that Love Lies Bleeding is actually pretty good, which is her new one from A24. But that's A24, and they make everyone look good. So,
yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Kevin, Panic Room was okay. Honestly, really? I just don't really like her face.
that's a whole different.
No, there's just something about her. Sorry, let me fix my hair. There's something about her face that I just find irritating.
Hey, and I'm not gonna lie. I sat
through. I'm sure people said the same thing about mine.
I sat through the entire series of Twilight when we first moved into one of our apartments. And we didn't have like cable then. So I borrowed my sister's DVDs, and I don't know nothing about Twilight at the time. So I was like, this isn't bad. And so I thought she was okay in Twilight, but then again, I had zero expectations walking in Twilight. But I wasn't a fan of sparkling vampires. That part kind of threw me through a loop. I was like,
You don't like Disco Ball Undead?
No, it was horrible. I mean
Taylor Lautner was better in that than he was in Valentine's Day with Taylor Swift.
I plead you to go watch that and just listen to the dialogue and tell me that sentence again to either of those movies. Just listen to the lines.
They're awful. No, I am not a Twilight fan. I am not a Twilight fan by any means.
Let's talk about his masterpiece, Sharkboy and Lava Girl, if we're really going to go to his best movie ever.
Yes. So it's funny you bring that up because Ethan, we all know Ethan, he actually enjoys Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think he's now realizing that, like, that's not a cool movie no more. But there's every once in a while, I'll get him watching Sharkboy Lava Girl, or I'll walk in and he's watching Spy Kids 3D with George Lopez. Yes. And he's in there and he's like sitting, he's loving it. But he's starting to get to that age where, like, he'll watch it when someone else walks in. He's like, oh, Andrew put that on, not me.
Tell him that movie's cool. Stallone is in it. That makes it cool alone.
It is. It's right. But let's get to our first. So first off, thank you to our sponsors, Getaway Today, We're in the Park, and Sunken City Designs. We appreciate all of you guys. If you guys are, just a quick plug, May 4th, you're going to find 95% of our crew up in Medford, Oregon for Rogue Comic Con. We have giveaways from Getaway Today, We're in the Park, myself, Sunken City. I will be up there with my booth, but we'll also have a giveaway for a almost movie-sized poster. Right now I'm trying to get a frame for it. If not, I will be getting it up there when we're in Oregon. But there'll be a movie-sized poster of my rendition of Rocket Returns, which is a play on Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's the four characters, Teef, Floor, Lila, and Rocket. And what it is, it's called Rocket's Return because instead of them facing their mortal demise, Rocket's coming back in his Ravager outfit to save them. So, been working away on that.
I have seen what he has shared so far, y'all. It is dope. Like, if you're going to be at Comic-Con in Medford, you're going to want to grab these. It's an entire collection. And Lou, are they going to be available on your website after Comic-Con?
They will drop on my website. The merch will drop on the website as soon as the con kicks off. So that way there's other merch available. If you followed me for some time, you know all of my stuff is kind of made on demand. So therefore, once you order it, it goes into production. So all of this will be made available. As soon as the con kicks off, this will kick off. So follow me on social media. If you're following Walt's Apartment on the Facebook pages or the Discord, you will have all the links there to order merch for the Band of Misfits. That it's been getting a lot better the last few days now that I'm kind of in the finish line, but I'm pulling my hair out. It was a big bite to take. So, but overall, I'm a procrastinator too. I didn't really start putting the pedal to metal till.
Can I do a quick shout out and say, if you are watching us on Facebook or in one of the Facebook groups, if you could go ahead and give us a heart or a like react, we love that. Share us out to your friends, whatever platform you're watching us on. And we thank you guys for joining us. If you want to become one of our Patreons, you can head over to Patreon and look for a Walt's Apartment podcast. And we've got some Imagineering content that's going to be coming to our Patreon soon, right? Some watch parties, Lou?
Absolutely. Yep. So. As soon as Sam upgrades from Indiana Wi-Fi to normal Wi-Fi, we will be on and cracking. But until then, we'll have to send you guys VHS recordings of it so that way you guys can catch up. I'm just kidding. So our first activity, over, under, just right. And actually, Bill, this we have a mutual friend that brought this game to the surface. So this game right here, we are going to be talking about actors and actresses within the Disney umbrella. So we are not talking about their personal life, what the rumors are about whatever they do outside of the movie. If they come in and they make your family smile, but they go out and they do a line that's completely different and irrelevant to whatever they are doing for the film.
So Jen already said overrated.
Overrated. So overrated, underrated, just right. And we are going to talk about actors and actresses. So our first one is Lin-Manuel Miranda. Do you think he's overrated, underrated, just right, based on what he does in the movies that he's played? Now, granted, the movies he's played and the movies he's participated in, that I was looking up, that resume is completely lopsided. He's been involved in a lot, but himself as a person in movies under the Disney umbrella is very limited. Besides,
we can't include like him being involved in any kind of production. He has to be an actor in it.
Just the actor and actress part of it. And the only reason why I did that was because we could start going down the rabbit hole. Well, we've heard that he's, you know, a superstar in the movie. We've heard that they're kind of a jerk on the movie. So to avoid all that, it's just what we see on
Amanda the screen. Amanda says, does this also count shows like Percy Jackson?
I have not seen Percy Jackson. Was he in it?
Yes. Can we count that?
Yeah, if it's Percy Jackson, it's under the Disney umbrella.
Then underrated, because he was friggin' like, I was going to say just right until you clarified we can count shows, because he was amazing in Percy Jackson, underrated. And if we were to count his entire works, completely, highly, overly underrated. Sorry, underrated. That's how
all right.
I feel.
I'm gonna go ahead and say overrated, just because I had to type his name in and then go, "Oh right, that guy."
Damn! You got me feeling like a geek over here.
It's just one of those, you know. Familiar face for sure, and obviously, is like Lewis was saying, his resume is ridiculous, but like. At the same time, he's kind of like here's an underrated person that not necessarily under the Disney umbrella, other than Sons of Anarchy, technically, but like a Walton Goggins, right? He's in everything. He's in Ant-Man and the Wasp and stuff like that, right? Rarely do people know his name. So it's kind of like, okay, whatever.
So I was on the fence. This was probably the hardest one for me. I was super underrated, but then I went overrated, and then I started thinking about, like, okay, I gotta look at just his acting and stuff like that.
I thought he was great in Percy Jackson, Kevin.
But the one that stole it for me, that really made me go just right, was he was probably the shining star in Mary Poppins Returns. I liked his character in there. I thought him as the lamplighter was really cool. It was a fun new twist on, oh my gosh, I am blanking his name, but Bert's original character. I don't know why I'm blanking his name. Julie Andrews and
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Wow, I could not remember that name to save my life right now. I think his role in Mary Poppins Return was really good. It felt nostalgic. It didn't feel like they were trying to duplicate or make new. It really felt like a timeless Bert. So for me, I gotta go just right.
So I have this issue where if I have an emotional attachment to something, I'm gonna add extra hype to people in it. So Amanda just made a comment and she said, I'm gonna say just right overall. I did like him in Percy Jackson, wish he had more than a 20-second clip in that one. Yes, he was fantastic in it. But I think I have this emotional attachment that I attach to the Percy Jackson series. In general, just because I was obsessed with the books growing up. And so anything that they gave us, I just thought was absolutely incredible and puts it over the top. So my playing in this game is probably not the most sound. Just saying.
Okay.
Entertainer said, I liked him in Mary Poppins Returns. He and Emily Blunt, who is also fantastic, had wonderful chemistry. Agree, they did. Haven't seen Mary Poppins 2. He was pretty lame on House MD. I do not disagree on that, Kevin. Kevin's just serving the tea right now.
I mean, it's one of those, I would say, Lewis, back to your point of you know, his role on Mary Poppins, what you were talking about wasn't necessarily his portion of it. You were kind of talking about how they wrote the character, you know, like it was nostalgic. So how much of that is costume, sets, lighting, and story and writing?
Rather than his actual portrayal.
Him filling out whatever's left, you know?
Man, especially something like that. Point.
You know, like, do you remember him or do you remember the character?
A little bit of both. Because, I mean, he has that, like, and not to diss anybody, but he has this, like, weird frog lip when he sings. And there's like, when he had, like, the way his songs, he reminds me of the lizard off of.
So you Alice do the realize Wonder. We've all seen you sing, right?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm a singer, though. I know I can't sing. Like, Jack Black to me is American Idol. Yeah.
Fair.
I can't. What they call it, slam poetry, is what would it sound like when I was singing. Yeah, it looked like the scene off High School Musical 1 where she's like, go see the therapist. Yeah.
You've never seen him sing Aqua. That's always a sight.
All right, next one.
This is a must.
All right, The Rock Johnson.
Overrated at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm tired. You know that meme that's like four photos of him from different movies and you can't tell the movies apart?
Lou rarely dresses up as Alexander Hamilton, is what Kevin says.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a diss, but I'll take it as a just right. Yeah, for me, overrated. especially in the ways of Disney. I feel like his acting, his voice acting, it's so all the same. He's the worst part of Moana. I thought that entire movie, except for Maui, was really good.
Hot take.
But I didn't like Maui. I just felt like with Disney animated characters, a lot of times you lose the voice actor in the character. That one you do not. I could picture it. Even down to when he does his family's dance, or if it's his tribe's dance. Like, he did it so much prior to that movie coming out, like, on the football field, stuff like that, that I was like, is that them writing the story to fit him, or is that him putting in, kind of like the Lin-Manuel question, like, how much of that character was authentic, the animator and storyteller, or was Dwayne Johnson was like, no, that's not authentic, I'm going to do it this way because that's who I am. So for me, in the realm of Disney, I'm not a fan. Him as an actor, we won't go down that rabbit hole, I think he's okay, I think he's a great actor, but in the realm of Disney, I think they overutilized him for the wrong roles.
I will completely agree with that. And I will say he's overrated. There are some things that I think he's been fantastic in as an actor. But I don't think he was horrible as Maui, not the way that Lou feels. But again, I attach emotional attachment because I've seen like videos of him singing the songs with his daughter. And like, for me, it's really hard to separate those things.
I definitely think Maui was like not his worst contribution. I mean, it was nice not seeing him, you know, like I think we're at the point where we're not seeing characters and we're just seeing the rock themes. Whereas, like, when Disney first started getting involved with him, like, Game Plan era, like, that movie's fresh. That movie's dope.
My favorite thing that he's been in.
Yeah. And that was kind of a character that was written for him, but he wasn't the Rock to Disney at that point. Like, I would say, like, a Jungle Cruise, like, they wrote that film around him, like, for sure.
Awful.
Not only did it, I mean, Jungle Cruise, I wanted to enjoy it so much, but Jungle Cruise, it's like, hey, give me the script to Pirates, give me The Rock, and here you go. Yeah. Like, that's what it was. We can't leave this island because of the curse. It's like, I've seen this before. Oh, you might even be on the same island that Johnny Depp was. Like,
yeah. And then they asked him straight up, they were like, can you steal the costumes from Jumanji and we'll borrow them for this? And that's it.
Amanda says he was great as Maui. We just didn't need the song. And Kevin said, I am thankful for his song.
Well,
he would say, you're welcome.
What do we think about the live action?
I think that's too soon. I don't have anything against it. I think it's too soon, though. I think it has, if anything, I think it has a lot of potential for him to really make that a good movie. But I think it's too soon. I think, I especially with Moana 2, the animated movie coming out, I think they are going to have a Frozen fever, but now for the summer.
I'm over live actions right now. It's fine.
Don't get me started.
Now that I think about it, that was the last show, Bill, you were on with us with Sam, was we were beating the live actions. Like, they had no fight in any game.
No, and yeah, that was also the Snow White. Rachel Ziegler was taking over the internet.
Oh, that's right. That was the Rachel controversy. Sean weird. Said,
"Ben, weird." What's up, weird. Sean?
Weird.
All right, so our next one. Here we go. Zendaya. This one was a hard one because there's Disney-ish films, but they're not. You would not think it's Disney films.
I would say overrated it in Disney. In Disney. We're not talking about her catalog elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's all in the realm of Disney.
So that's a hard one.
Yeah. I didn't think that she was shining in The Greatest Showman. I didn't think that she was, you know, making a huge splash in the MCU at all. She didn't have any star power there. Overrated.
I agree for the exact same reasons. Plus, like, Spider-Man.
For me, that's right. You got a mean hatred towards Spider-Man. For me, it's just right, just because I agree. I don't think she was the star-stealing person in Greatest Showman. She was definitely she was a really good, like, chess piece in that game of actors and actresses, but she was not the one that stole the movie. But I also think her report card with Disney, I don't think has a lot of depth just yet. So I am for me, it's just right because I want to see her do more. But at the same time, if we don't, I'm also not going to be sad about it. So for me, it's just right.
I don't think Disney knows how to sell her. I think that they're kind of, because her tool set as she's gotten older has, I guess, become for a much more different audience than they're used to. So they don't quite know how to let her do her thing, you know.
And I think she is very talented. They just don't know the right way to market her. Mm-hmm. And she's a missed opportunity. They're definitely sleeping on some things that they could be doing with her. And I think that is something that frequently happens when you have somebody who enters into stardom so young, and then they grow up and they mature and they do get a little bit of a spicier side to them. And it's like, how do I use that? How do I take somebody who was seen as this sweet, innocent little thing and turn them into, you know, a spicy villain? Like, how do I do that? So Disney has to, like, really play it carefully there, especially because we've seen some really messed up child stars come out of Disney.
Well, and when I was putting together the list, it was hard because obviously I want to make sure we get, you know, actors and actresses. But actresses in Disney's world, they get, I think the word's typecast, where, like, they get put into a role that, like, you almost can't see them or hear them in anything else because – they've put so much work into establishing that character or that character's voice that you don't see them anymore. But then, like actors, you see them play all different roles, and it's almost like, hey, you were our shining star for that role, and we are going to leave you right there. So putting together this list, there was a couple that I was like, I wanted to put on the list, but I felt like knowing the crew well before Bill hopping on tonight, I felt like I would know it'd be either super overrated or super underrated. So I wanted to get actors and actresses that would really cause us to think, like, And she was the only one that stood out when you look at just Disney report card outside of outside life. So it was really hard. And then some of them, we didn't see enough to really some honorable mentions for females in Disney. Emma Watson. But we've already shared all of our opinions of Emma Watson here on the show. She was one. Jungle Cruise. Emily Blunt was the second one because of Jungle Cruise, Mary Poppins. And then the last one that I was going to do was Angelina Jolie. But again, not a lot of depth within Disney, but very key roles within Disney. So those were some honorable mentions that I had that unfortunately just didn't make the list, because I feel like just hearing the name, you almost know which way everybody would go.
Okay.
So last two, and I'm gonna murder the name. So I'm looking it up again just to, I have it right here. So from Dodgeball, if you know who this is, Alan Tudyk.
Underrated. Severely underrated. His breadth of work. You don't ever know when he's in something. That's what we were talking about with The Rock. You lose him. He becomes the characters. I mean, and who's best as a chicken that doesn't talk?
Yeah. literally just talking about Moana. I mean, yeah, and there's no real dialogue besides a sound, and that chicken is probably almost as famous as Moana and Maui, which was a huge blindside because everyone thought Pua the pig was going to be the huge like flounder of the movie, and he's not. It's this chicken that is completely comical and says nothing.
I would say arguably people want to see what they're going to do with the chicken for the live action more than the live action characters.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have the chicken, or unless they switch it up and Pua becomes the key character in the live action, because you could probably do more with that, but you can't not have the chicken. So Alan Tudyk, what do you think, Sam? Overrated, underrated, just right?
Isn't he MODOK?
No. From the new Ant-Man?
Where wasn't he MODOK at some point?
Wait.
Am I making that up? Because I know he did some Star Wars stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's done some Mickey Mouse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling up his resume right now.
Because like he's pretty much in almost everything.
Yeah.
And they know so exactly
he was in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
He was in it as pulling over here. So Star Wars.
He's hitting like Jim Cummings level of like voicing.
He was MODOK in the TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster View.
Big Hero 6, Alistair Cray.
Wait, did we? He played in the new Wish movie. Mm-hmm. He co-starred with Chris Pine as Magnifico, which was just a downright badass villain.
Yeah, the voice of Valentino in Wish, other than the fact that he's great, Kevin said. Wreck-It Ralph,
Frozen,
Zootopia, literally everything. The man is underrated.
So, right now, under his
IMDb, robot in Rogue One, yeah.
Under his IMDb report card, he has. Where the heck did that just go? 153 titles that he's credited in. So that's just. And that's based on IMDb. So there could possibly be more that are just not out there right now.
Yeah, he's in everything. Everything in the last 20 years he's had a finger in Disney. Yeah.
Yep, and honestly, like he's an incredibly talented voice actor, and he is someone that Disney has figured out exactly how to market, because they don't need him to be the star of the show. They know that they can put him in pretty much any role, and he's going to make that role shine as the character and not as himself.
He's a good sixth man. Yeah, put him in something, and that he'll make it work.
Underrated because he is able to take on any role, any persona, and make it the character rather than make it himself, which is the exact opposite of what we've said about Dwayne Johnson. The Mad Hatter and whoa, I didn't know he was Iago in the live action. Yeah, like that's the thing, is he is so slept on. He was in like everything.
That's one of those actors where he's not trying to make the character him. He makes himself the character. And the fact it goes back to the older days where, I mean, granted, Phil Harris became a name, but like Phil Harris played three different characters in the realm of Disney, and two of them pretty iconic. I mean, you have Little John and Baloo.
I mean, would argue, though, Phil Harris wasn't as versatile as at changing himself.
You know
it's Phil Harris when you hear that.
Or I'm blanking. I'm blanking on the one that did Caw and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Jim Cummings, no?
No. Jim Cummings.
The original? Let me see. Up to the other end. I could be wrong.
Oh, no. Was he the original? I think he was.
I think you're right. Let me see. Yeah. I'm horrible with names, so.
He's done all of them. He's done side characters in Aladdin. He's the new Pete, you know. I mean, obviously after the original. Yeah, Ka, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, so like, but again, it is giving credit to Jim Cummings. I didn't think it was him, though.
Entertainer said Sterling Holloway.
Sterling Holloway is who it was.
Ooh.
Another great one.
That's all I don't remember it being, but yeah, Jim Cummings is getting credited for it. But yeah, here it is. Sterling Holloway, another actor, voice actor that did a lot of voices that we knew sounded familiar. Oh, when you hear Caw or you hear Winnie the Pooh, you're like, hey, that's Pooh. You didn't think that's Sterling. No. And so for me, Alan Tudyk is very much that voice actor.
Probably the most underrated that you've brought up in this game ever.
For sure.
Well, let's get to the most overrated then, in my opinion.
Okay.
Johnny Depp.
Wrong.
Just right. He deserves the hype that he gets.
I think he is a specific necessity for the projects they bring him on. I don't think they overutilize him. I think that now we're getting into the underutilized. I mean, obviously that's going to go into a whole different realm, but for what they used him for, I don't think anyone else could have done it the way he did it.
I think he's just right. I agree.
And he's another one that doesn't have too much depth with the company. Think about it that way. So when
and he doesn't need to because he's friggin' Johnny Depp. And
yeah, he is Jack Sparrow. That's a person that was given a character and he created the rest of it.
But he does that with any character that he embodies.
Yeah.
Like
even the Hatter.
Oh my God, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
So the Hatter, I have an issue with that one. It was not just his fault. I think him. That's another one. I almost forget about that one all the time. But I didn't like him as the Mad Hatter. But I don't think the Mad Hatter was 100% his fault. I've shared on this show. I've shared it very heavily. I think Tim Burton and Disney outside of Nightmare Before Christmas, which there's those rabbit holes of how much was he involved or not involved. Outside of Nightmare Before Christmas, Tim Burton and Disney's relationship should have stayed broken up after he left animation.
Yeah, for sure. There's just an element of weird that he is able to bring that did not need to be brought to that movie. And he's great for Tim Burton-esque type of movies, but that Tim Burton-esque type of live action doesn't play well with Disney all the time.
And for me, I think Pirates 4 and 5, Pirates 5, I will say it's the end of the day, that was Disney's version of doing a Fast and the Furious. When you have Jack Sparrow flying to a pirate town on a bank, like, I'm sorry, is that Justin Lin's script from Fast Five? I think it was. Like, he's just roaming through with a bank attached to a horse-drawn carriage. Like, okay. Tonto, that was literally, that was him dressed up different from Jack Sparrow. My issue with him and Disney is he hit the ball out of the park with Pirates 1, 2, and 3, especially 3. I think 3 is heavily slept on for Pirates. And I think once he locked that in, they were like, hey, we need that. He was in Into the Woods? I didn't know he was.
The wolf.
For 2 minutes.
Oh, I mean, between that and Death on the, Death on the Nile, was it Death on the Nile or no? Death on the Orient Express. I mean, which role was longer? Mm-hmm. So for me, I think
that's weird to me is like why hire such a high profile actor who puts so much into their roles for 2 minutes?
Like, it's the Zendaya move. They need the name.
And it's ridiculous because that's why he did such a shitty job in those roles. It's because he's the type of actor that spends a year investing themselves in their role, becoming their character. And that's what sells the films that he's in. He literally becomes the character. If you're going to have him in it for 2 minutes, you think he's investing himself into it that much? Absolutely not. It's a waste of using him as an actor.
So I'm curious, though, and I don't know how true it is, but I've heard that, like, actors, if, like, you sign on for one project and it falls through, it's like, hey, you still got to give us something. I'm curious if Disney had other projects and were, like, they fell through and it's like, hey, like, we still have you on contract. Can you do this? And we'll let you out of your contract for not doing this film for whatever reason. I wonder how much of that was behind-the-scenes stuff where it's like, I will do this because if not, I'm stuck doing that. So I'll be in here for 2 minutes and then we're clean. I forgot where I read that, but there was like actors that got stuck doing movies because like, hey, you could either not do the one you're contractually bound to, or you could do this. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I heard that Jim Carrey, the Grinch, was one of those things, but the Grinch, Jim Carrey, blew up. Like it was like, it's still to this day, probably the better of the Grinch movies. So I wonder if things like Into the Woods or even, no, I don't see Lone Ranger being that. I didn't mind Lone Ranger, but also zero history or knowledge of that. That was a remake. So I went in there completely just oblivious to what was supposed to be. And I found it okay, but I couldn't get past the whole, I'm Jack Sparrow. And it's like, oh, great. You're Jack Sparrow with a horrible prop of a crow on your head.
I'm sure because he does try to make his characters very different in almost everything, like extremely different. I'm sure that the way Lone Ranger probably went, that was at the height of his Jack Sparrow fame when they put him in that, which was probably the worst thing they could have done. But they wanted another Johnny Depp movie. And he probably tried to develop something and they were like, no. Do the thing that the people like, do the thing, you know.
That's probably a very good point. I think that's why I wanted to make sure we just base this off of what we see on screen, because we can go down the rabbit hole of saying, hey, but what happens if this or what happens if that, and then there's these reports. So but yeah, so that rounds out a very long over under just right activity. So but talking about over under just right, we're going to take a quick break from one of our sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about our favorite five Disney films and what we think is the five worst Disney films.
And we're doing everything in the Disney umbrella, Marvel, Star Wars, everything.
In the Disney umbrella. And you in the comments, you say pass or trash if you agree with us. Let us know why you don't agree with us. Let us know why you agree with us. Whatever you feel, let us know. But we are going to hear from one of our sponsors, and when we come back, we will get that party started.
Where in the park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, Do you know where in the park?
We do know what, well, so where's my camera? We do know where in the park. We get to hang out with them every other Monday and the last Wednesday for family game night. And we hang out with them on Imagine That, which we have a new episode we are working on coming out this week, this following week. So be prepared for that as we talk about the pyramid of Imagineering. So you guys ready? Top five, worst five. And just to spice things up, let us know in the comments and here as well. If you agree or disagree. We'll go 5, 4, 3. Exactly. Yep. And then when we get to 2 after 2, we'll throw in some honorable mentions. And then we'll do the opposite with the worst 5.
All right.
So, Sam, if you want to lead us off with your number 5 spot for best Disney film in your opinion.
Tangled.
Really?
Top
5.
I actually love Tangled. I love the way that they made it, like, they took a classic story and made it funny and a little spicy and adventurous. And I love the music, and it gives me all the, like, little heartfelt romantic little feels. So Tangled.
All right.
I like Tangled. It's, you know, I would say it's definitely up there for the later 2010s, you know, Disney movies, and they didn't overutilize it everywhere.
Many said past Tangled was cute. Oh, I love Tangled.
Yeah, I won't disagree. Tangled was good.
Hopeless romantic, so
Tangled in my top 5. I mean, the whole Disney umbrella. That's, I mean, if you go the whole Disney umbrella, it's maybe top 50. But I mean, top 5. That's a lot.
Sir,
I think these lists are going to be so personal.
They are, but I mean, that's okay. That's what makes this show special, is that we are also different. Tangled, honestly, like, I'm a hopeless romantic, and I am also like the queen of adventure. Like, I'm climbing out of things and across things and taking boat rides, and it makes me happy. So I can see myself represented in Rapunzel a little bit.
Bill?
Brother Bear is number 5 for me.
You're going to hate me later.
It's got so much depth. As far as, you know, cultural relations, and just the art was beautiful, and I don't know. There's a lot of it that I loved.
So again, Brother Bear, I mean, I'm a sucker for the animated films, so don't go wrong. Those are all top 50 for me. If I had to go Tangled over Brother Bear, I'm going Brother Bear, just because I feel like it has longevity in it. Tangled, there's pieces that are great, but Brother Bear, man, that's a good one.
We're digging.
all right, so for me, I'm going 5. This was hard. First off, trying to look at Star Wars, Marvel, all that, and put something in, not to piss off any of the commenters, nothing of the outside IPs of Disney, unfortunately, made it on my list. It was hard, but I just couldn't figure it out. So for me, number 5 is Mary Poppins, the original.
Okay.
Classic. Mary Poppins, original. I think just you can feel the passion of the film and the project in the movie itself. And it could be a little biased seeing so much behind the scenes stuff of the movie and hearing about it. For me, number 5 is Mary Poppins.
Ironic. Oh, Amanda said pass all day on Brother. I think I'm
on Mary Bear. Poppins.
She said, or... no, I think I'm Brother Bear. She said, I don't even think I've seen the whole movie of Brother Bear.
Missing out.
That is like the second best soundtrack behind Tarzan. Oh. Third best soundtrack behind Tarzan.
She said Mary Poppins.
Wow.
Pass all day on Mary Poppins? Dang. Okay.
Respect, then.
Oh, Bill, you're not a Mary Poppins fan?
No, I'm just saying she didn't pass on Brother Bear, so.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Okay, so pass good or bad is what Kevin's asking.
Well, pass or trash. Oh, no, pass is good. Yeah, pass or trash.
Oh, okay, pass never mind. Is good. Pass is good. Yes. Okay. Oh, see, my God, you guys just had me tripping.
That's why Amanda's on Imagine That, is because she's like, she hits the note. She's like, whoa, technicality, You said pass or trash. So
Amanda,
yes, okay.
Amanda's the one who keeps us on track because, like, high ADHD.
Yes, a pass is like you passed and trash is mm-mm. So, okay.
Second, are we twins right now?
Kevin said figure out your own game. I'm sorry, Kevin.
We're so twins right now.
I figure out the game and I come up with like a clever way to remember it, but then I don't remember that part. I remember the blueprint of the game, never like the execution of it. So I'm sorry, Kevin. You're okay, on mute.
Well,
you name the kid, you forget how old it is.
Soul. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Amanda wants to know where your Aquafit gallon, where your Aquafit gallon is, Lou.
I knew what was coming.
Oh man! Oh. Smash Lou, pass on the rest. Ooh, Josh wants to smash you, Lou. Josh, you don't like.
Wait. He appreciates that.
Oh my gosh! I told Louis I loved him before we started. And he...
All right, so you're number four. So you're. Bill, your number four film.
I'm gonna go with Roger Rabbit.
Oh shit, that's a good one.
I think that it was. I mean, I showed it. So, a little bit of backstory. We had my fiance's second cousin was visiting us. She's never kind of been outside of Virginia Beach. She's grown up around the military her whole life. So Disney and you know Happy World and Fun Times are foreign concept. So we were tasked with showing her new things and, you know, she's 12 years old. She's at that age where everything sucks. Everything's like, meh, you know, whatever, military technology, like, that's okay. She was astounded by Roger Rabbit. She was like, how are they getting
it's the first ever multiverse? Yeah.
She was like, how are they getting shadows on the people? How are they moving their hats? The characters are picking up things. And I'm like, it's amazing. She's like, this is crazy. I was like, yes. So,
yeah,
it's a wonderment. It took me back. You know when you see wonder in someone else's eyes and you're like, mm-hmm. I did it.
Oh, dude, I might have to kick somebody off my list because I feel like that needs to be on there because Roger Rabbit was it's a great one.
I'm gonna go ahead already and give Roger Rabbit my honorable mention because I don't want to change my list, but it's a great one.
And Jessica, I mean, come on.
Amanda said,
I was just drawing bad.
Here you go. Here you go, right here. I was just pointing her out to someone the other day.
She's just, I mean, yeah, she's everything that we all loved growing up.
Yeah.
It was,
oh, yeah. Man.
Movie's got action, it's got alcohol, it's got.
Hey, so do I.
So for me, my number four, and I'm gonna get some shit for this one, the greatest princess of all time, Alice in Wonderland, the animated film. Not that live action Tim Burton stuff, the animated film.
I'm so done with this right now.
Dude, it's such a great movie. Like, come on now.
Not top five, but
Halo in your top five.
Okay, it's a top five if you're taking friggin' acid.
But what?
She was on an acid trip.
And
which
I'm jealous.
Your person was afraid to leave their tower that they got kidnapped by.
Stockholm syndrome.
Huh? Don't try to give that mental health stuff right now. Don't do that. Based on what's on the screen.
She is not a princess.
If she's not a princess, Demi Lovato's not either.
Alice is okay. Tangled is better.
Kevin.
I don't know. There's a quality that Alice has that Tangled is missing. I think there is that Disney touch, that magic. I think that just Alice has just the tiniest bit more of for me.
I mean,
Alice was only a princess in Kingdom Hearts, is what Internet just said.
Hey, she's a princess, and me and Bill both know Alice was around prior to what you guys consider princesses. So, I mean,
I mean, Alice is me on a Saturday night.
Hey, if it wasn't for Alice, Walt wouldn't have been here.
Alice is me on a Tuesday night.
Well, you know what? If you watched my most recent TikTok, you would realize that I was at a trap house. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
All right, Sam, what's your number three?
No, you didn't even ask my number four.
Didn't you say number four?
No. I thought you were just doing the skip around, then you were going to go first next time.
But I will tell you, Lewis, that in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Because my number four is Mary Poppins.
What I missed?
Everything. Sam was just shitting on Disney, like 100%.
I was not. I shit on Alice and said that I said Alice is not a princess, and I'm Alice on a Saturday night.
Are you guys going to put out merch that says I shit on Alice or I'm Alice on a Saturday night?
Did you guys do your least favorite, or are you just doing your favorite?
No, if you want to jump in and give us your five and four, we're rolling right there.
Yep.
Okay, where are we at? I even made a list. I was so prepared. Hi, everyone. Sorry. Where are we at? Did you already do?
Amanda, we did five and four.
So give us your five and four.
Favorites?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not doing our least favorite?
We will get there.
We're doing tonight? Our favorites first.
Tonight, yep. Yeah.
Okay, cool. My number five is Deadpool.
Ooh. Okay.
I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, you should have.
I may have made a joke. John, I may have made a joke earlier when someone asked about my trap house video. I may have made a joke that I was tricking out Deadpool.
Deadpool, he's the best. Okay. Right. Number four.
Number four.
Moana.
I'm glad you weren't here at the beginning of the show.
I heard it. Oh, okay. I heard you talking shit.
Oh, you are no man. You're welcome.
Oh. I see you.
Moana's. I'll give that a top five pass for sure. That's solid.
I think there are some, Sean, that I'm going to say, and you're going to be like, damn, wait.
Yeah,
wait. Right. Over Moana. I promise.
Well, I'm sure you all can guess my number one most hated movie of all time.
Wally. That's not gonna be hard. Wally, yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. But Wally's not in my top five.
Hey, don't say that. He might come with a cliffhanger, and that might be number two.
Yeah, maybe. Now I'm going to have to change shit around just because Sam said that.
But. Well, all right, Bill, I guess since we messed up the rotation a little bit, good thing we're not smoking. We'd be in trouble right now. Bill, hit us number three.
Oh, God.
This where it gets hard.
Yeah. We're going to. Yeah. We're going to hit it with A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. So for me, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. I won't deny that at all. But for me, Nightmare Before Christmas is for it, it. I don't consider it a seasonal movie, but it gets heavy the month of August until like the second week of January. That movie gets starting to get hit on repeat and play. So for me,
well, stop putting it on.
I can't. Hey, Ruby-Doo loves Nightmare. His whole bed set is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, that speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He sings the songs, and when he sings the songs, he sounds like me singing on our live show. It's great.
Why should I worry? Oh.
Oh my god. Wait, can we please do karaoke at our barbecue? David, if you're listening, can we please do karaoke at the barbecue before Rogue Comic Con, please?
No, I gotta save my voice for the sale the next day. So
you
all right, Sam, you're number three.
I am going to go with Marvel Endgame.
Wow. For,
because it's Endgame, like.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that that's the last Marvel film that I genuinely gave a shit about.
Then you would not like my most recent TikTok. Anyways. But Endgame was basically Marvel making love. So.
Oh.
I've, did you download the wrong movie? Because that's not the last song.
Not really was.
It's not at all.
I agree with her. I mean, you know, you got
on your left.
Your other left.
Oh my god.
And your front and your back.
Whoa.
Disney After Dark. You gotta move smaller circles.
So my number three is Saving Mr. Banks. And it's a simply biased reason, just because we got to see something Walt-like in a motion picture. Because obviously, if we're going films, like the shows, I can't really put in there. So for me, it's just, I had to put a nod in there. So for me, Saving Mr. Banks was a really good film. But also, you can kind of see the pattern. I really like Mary Poppins was number five.
Mary Poppins, y'all?
Was number three.
I mean, yeah. You guys will be able to guess my number one easily, so.
Not me. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say not me.
Sean, what's your number three, Sean?
I'm going to make them tell me what they think it is first.
My number three is Beauty and the Beast.
Animated or live action?
Animated.
Okay.
Because a special bond with my kids, because my oldest daughter was very into that, and then I kind of started off all that stuff. Beauty and the Beast, for sure.
All right. Sam, your number two?
My number two is actually Coco.
What? Coco's top 10.
I'll just say the same thing, because that was my number two as well, was Coco. So I'll just, absolutely. Fucking great movie.
Coco.
It almost was number one. So.
Coco's not top five for me, but it is top 10. That is a damn good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you make me un poco loco. Just kidding.
The words you were saying and how you were saying it didn't mesh. It was just, it was just a vibe there that I didn't catch. But
like me and entertainer. Me and entertainer.
Rev, you look like you were having a stroke. You were like,
and he caught it. He's like, wait.
It's because I was like, I can't. I'm so cringe right now, but I have to make him as uncomfortable as I can.
Successful.
I love it. I love it. He's already removed me from the screen today, Sean. What?
Bill, number two.
Remove me.
Oh, man. I mean, I was going to say Coco, but now I want to say something different. It's so good. No, you know,
Coco's such a good, well, almost was my number one.
You know?
It's so good, yeah.
All right, I'll throw in one of my honorable mentions, I guess. Blood in, Blood Out. What? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I said it.
All right.
Culturally significant to all of Los Angeles and Southern California.
You know,
it's so crazy because there's so many things that are under Disney now. Like, I'm like looking like, is Tombstone under? Because Tombstone is like by far my favorite movie of all time. And I think it actually is, but it's not on this list.
Yeah.
But
at some point it will be if it's not.
It won't. Yeah.
Kevin
said he hasn't seen it, which honestly.
Coco or Blood and Blood Out?
Blood and Blood Out.
What is the same movie, Kevin? Coco and Blood and Blood Out.
And you know what? That's a movie that I will say has the worst cliffhanger. It really does.
You know what movie is an honorable mention for me that probably could have made my top five other than Tangled that has a cliffhanger? Up. Literally hanging off the edge of a cliff.
I mean, Up could have a prequel.
No, I mean, literally, they're literally on the edge of a cliff with the house. That went right over your head, Lou.
It did. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to, like, think of an ending for Blood in, Blood Out. I think that really needs more.
What?
Sam, what's your number two then?
I said Coco.
Coco.
Oh, you did. That's right. You started this train, huh?
It's your turn.
All right.
I didn't know we were on a train.
Endgame.
For me,
I'm going to guess. Is it Mary Poppins Returns, Lou?
No.
Just kidding.
No. My number two, Obviously, the everyone voice. Knows Song of South. Everyone just shot. He's like, "Oh,
oh my Bill's like, oh.
Man, oh man,
I like the ride."
All right, seriously.
Yeah, the ride was great.
I mean, one of these days, we'll do a pre-recorded episode, not live, and I'll break y'all why I enjoy it outside of what I've now learned.
Louis, do you realize the only time that I have seen that movie, somebody had to like slide me a bootleg copy through a link that was super
good? The first copy I ever got, I got on four different CDs, DVDs, because the fact that I couldn't download all of it. I mean, in all seriousness, though, when I watched it, it wasn't like I was not in tune to anything. Like I enjoyed drawing, and I enjoyed
playing. Burn it down!
Yes. So when I watched it, like I'm not even gonna lie, like I was oblivious to what could have been right and or wrong. Like it wasn't until the last 10 years that I started actually paying it. Like I had kids, and I was like, should pay attention to life now and find out what's going on.
But still your number two favorite movie.
Yeah. Still my number two. Yeah, I mean.
You like it better than Saving Mr. Banks?
At this point, put Mary Poppins Returns in that spot, Lou.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
I was watching it, and I'm sharing how I watched it and enjoyed it for what it was when I watched it. It's still... I think a pretty good movie. If they were to remake it today and make things not what they did, I think it would still be like, you gotta tell me. Those three, the cartoon part of it especially, like come on now. They were teaching like all types of stuff.
No, I thought it sucked.
Well, you know, Tangled sucks.
Hey, Lou.
That was a great movie.
New Cub Lou.
Oh god!
Kevin said his favorite movie overall is the original Birth of a Nation. Sean, we can hear you.
Yeah,
is that me?
Can you stop with your dial tone?
Hey, Sean's called me, and you really can't say that. Sean, I need you like run that back.
Bluetooth disconnected.
What is this like hotline bling? Damn,
Sam. There were three honorable mentions that you would have put on your list but didn't make it.
Three? Okay, so Up. Saving Mr. Banks. Ironically, a lot of people would probably hate this one, but Zootopia. Ugh.
You gotta go.
Okay, Song of the South. Shut up.
No, like my daughter loved Zootopia. My daughter loved Zootopia. She would literally, she'd be like, Judy Hopps, Judy Hopps, Judy Hopps every day as soon as she got out of bed for a year. She would be like, Judy Hopps as soon as she got out of bed. So Zootopia. So the three.
There you go.
So you still didn't give Roger Rabbit an honorable mention.
Oh, wait. No, I'll take
Zootopia. You can't take it back. Well, the vote's out. You messed up. You had one chance.
Lewis is getting bothered. You can't take it back.
Yeah, now your knees are weak and you have mom's spaghetti.
Oh, damn.
And with that, I am now the host.
And we could do this teacup party all day.
What a shuffle.
All right, Sean.
No, what are your I'm tonight? Taking Zootopia out.
Good.
And putting in
it's your list. I mean,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
All right, Sean, three honorable mentions that would have made your list.
Frozen,
really?
Yeah,
and you gave me shit for Song of the South,
yeah, because they're
He's
so
a Disney
close.
Princess, leave him alone.
Joke in there somewhere.
Up. Inside Out and Lion King. Okay.
And Lion King.
Yeah. Solid.
What was your second one?
Lion.
Up.
Up is okay. Up's a good one.
All right, Bill, before we get to your first one, what's the three honorable mentions?
I had them and then I got
one. Entertainer, that's another really good one.
I'm surprised Colin didn't pick that one.
What?
A Goofy Movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No, nope, can't take it back. Can't take it back.
No love for Own Alien, it. Kevin. No.
I didn't even think about that. I will replace Up with a Goofy Movie. No.
Yeah, Goofy Movie is so good.
Can't do it.
My show. Do what I want.
This show's not yours.
It's ours.
Okay.
Oh, that's now we're sharing. Okay. Interesting.
Since when have we not shared?
Hopefully a lot. I mean, I'm just saying.
Check your Leo ego after.
How did I forget Goofy Movie?
Let's continue. Bill, what are your honorable mentions?
We'll do Tarzan. We'll do...
you stole one of mine.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Tarzan. We'll do Cars.
It's another good one. God damn.
Pull it together, Sean.
And just for my own childhood nostalgic, I'd kick myself if I didn't throw it in here. Peter Pan.
No, oh, jeez. That looks dark.
Well,
the slowest line.
Worst movies.
What's up?
I said he's going to hate me when we get to our worst movies.
Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove does.
Alien is better than Song of the South.
Emperor's New Groove. It's the poison. What poison? Cusco's poison. The poison to Cusco.
All right, let's see our number ones. Oh, wait. Louis's number three.
My honorable three. I got to add Roger Rabbit in there. Goofy movie. And it was Tarzan.
All right. There you go.
Are you as sad as you were that Splash Mountain closed, that the Tarzan Treehouse closed? Are you as sad as about
that? No, because Tarzan Treehouse was trash for that movie.
Hey, mm-hmm. Lou, you'll be in my heart.
Great.
I'm
just trying to be as cringe as possible today because Louis hates it.
All right.
So we are going to hear from our last sponsor, and then we are going to close out with our worst five Disney movies.
We didn't do number one.
Yeah, we didn't do number one.
Oh, we did it. Yeah, we did it. See, you threw me all off with you're in my heart. Like, you're a witch, so it's cold in there. He's a whole new meaning to Frozen.
Stop calling me a witch.
Really? You look like a grown version of the little sister off Hocus Pocus. Like, look at the fire engine red lipstick right now. That's what you look like. If you were to wear a witch hat and have a bag of candy and some shoes tied over your shoulder, you would look like, I forget her name, but if a black cat pops up right now, I'm logging the fuck off.
Okay, I won't go get her.
Mr. Binks! Like, no, I'm out. All right, Sam, what's your number one movie?
Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's your number one favorite movie?
For me, nostalgia. It's nostalgia. I have been waiting for the Submariner to be introduced into the MCU. He finally was able to be. He was freaking iconic in the role. Now he's a piece of shit.
He'll never be back.
You know what? Thank you for fucking reminding me, Lewis. Break my heart while we're at it, but I just said you'll be in my heart. So,
Sean, number one,
kind of forever, and you guys knew that was coming, so be quiet.
I didn't think that. I completely forgot about that. I will say, Endgame.
Kevin said Wakanda Forever isn't old enough for nostalgia. No, it's like the fact that the Submariner was introduced. Okay.
The Submariner was also in Waterworld, and you didn't give him any credit.
That's a fucking terrible movie, man. Waterworld is so bad.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah, but that Universal show though.
All right, that's the new one coming. So
here we go. Universal.
My top five alone.
I pick Endgame because you get to see how badass freaking Scarlet Witch is. I mean, she basically was going to destroy Thanos. I don't even know who you are, and what does she say? You will. There she is right there doing big things. She was whooping his ass till he had to bring everything he had to stop her. All toughest right. Avenger. Quote, Kevin
Feige. Did you say Avenger? It's Avenger.
Avenger.
It's an Avenger.
All right, Bill, number one best Disney movie.
Toy Story.
Fuck, that's a good one too, Bill. Where were you an hour ago when I was making my list?
An hour ago?
A couple hours ago.
Wait, Sean, he told me an hour ago. Hey, we went live. We gave the rundown. He said, let me get started.
Yep. I was fucking selling Kias.
I did it like between car deals. That sounds like a you problem. Kias. That sounds like a him problem.
I heard something different. Okay.
did you hear kilos? No. Because that would go great with my trap house tonight.
So for me, number one greatest film of all time from Disney,
Jungle Book.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I didn't mean to ruin it for you.
I mean, again, the last animated feature that Walt had a hand in, and it's great.
Let me understand this. Your top two favorite movies are Song of the South and Jungle Book.
Hold on, your top
700 movies in the Disney library.
You picked your top two. The Rock, your top two Disney movies just came out in the last 10 years. How do you not have any Disney nostalgia?
I got that in my worst.
And you say I hate on Disney a lot. So I got that in my worst. Oh no, not the live version. Absolutely, the live version was not bad. I enjoyed the live version of Jungle Book. It is one of three live actions that I thought were really good, but no, nothing beats the animated, and only the first one. They made Baloo look like a sorry-ass, punk-ass, just horrible person in the second one. The second one is not good.
The songs are good in the second one.
The Jungle Crew, the Jungle Book, or what, the one with the rock, I think is pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's entertaining. Isn't that what we're talking about? Jungle Cruise?
No, Jungle Book, not Cruise. Oh,
okay, sorry.
And then I'm also a sucker, and I forget his name, but the kid from Mortal Kombat, that one, that Jungle Book, when, like, Ka was just an anaconda in the water. I forgot.
Oh, that's, the guy that played Bruce Lee in the
movie. Yes. Terrible movie, Anaconda.
That was an older one, and that one I have a soft spot for. Yeah. All right. So we're going to hear from our last sponsor before we pull the gloves off and get into our top five worst Disney movies.
Oh, we're just now getting ready to pull the gloves off? Is that what we're doing?
You ain't seen fighting yet.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on Earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last-minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's apartment.
Kevin.
Oh. Here we go.
Here we go.
Sean, let's start us off. Top five worst Disney movies. Hit me with your five. Your first five. Your fifth spot. That's what I'm trying to say.
Fifth spot.
Okay, who's first?
You.
Me?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
My number five is Song of the South. Fucking garbage movie, dude. Come on now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, can I give you my number five? Because I don't think you're going to like my response, but I'm giving it anyways.
Me or Sean?
Anybody. You're just not going to like the way that I'm not playing by the rules on this one.
All right. Whoa. All right.
Pretty much anything that was an animated classic that got a second edition. Cinderella 2, Pocahontas 2, Fox and the Hound 2, Tarzan 2, Mulan 2. Pretty much if it got a 2 and it was an animated classic, it is trash.
I will say I agree with you, except Lay in the Tramp. Lay in the Tramp. No, Fox. There wasn't that Fox and the Hound 2, was there?
There was. Yes,
there was. If you can't even remember the movie, it was trash.
Okay, I'll defend Return to Neverland until I die, though. Just saying.
Well, yeah, but it. Yes.
No, Toy Story 2 is one of the best. It's probably the best.
You say, no, Toy Story 2 doesn't count. Right?
I said the classics. That's a Pixar. Like. Toys. All of the. I will fight for all of the Toy Stories.
Toy Stories are great. Four could die.
The
opening. No, I disagree. I thought four.
My daughter loved four.
Didn't need to happen, but I still think it was good.
What a witch. Okay. Kevin.
I think that was a typo, but good thing it was on the live air. All right, Bill. Fifth worst film.
I have Solo.
Ooh.
Didn't need to happen. And the fact that they did it the way they did it sucked.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you know there was a Hunchback of Notre Dame too?
Yep.
Sucked.
You didn't even. How do you know it sucked? You didn't even see it. You didn't even know it existed.
No, I was asking y'all if you knew.
Yeah, Hunchback of Notre Dame sucked.
However, I went dressed as Esmeralda. I did love it when I was a kid, but then, like, since I was an adult, I went dressed as Esmeralda for Halloween.
I mean, it makes sense. It's full circle now.
She's a witch.
Witchcraft.
Oh my god, stop.
Hellfire.
All right, for me, number five.
Return of Jafar sucked.
Yes, it did.
Whoa. What?
Yep.
Oh, wait, does it suck because it sucked, or is it because the whole Robin Williams shenanigans?
No, it sucks
just
because sucked. Jafar sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. You guys are all sitting
there. If it's a 2, it's a 7.
For me, number 5 is Luca.
Oh, Kevin said, oh, yeah, nobody even put Star Wars even in the honorable mention column.
Overrated.
Bill's on my level tonight.
My fifth pick is Luca.
Are we Luca on Twitch tonight?
Yeah,
to Twitch right now as well.
Half of these weren't working, so I just clicked whatever would work.
We're on a bunch of different Facebook, like we're streaming to a bunch of places right now. We are Walt's apartment behind the lamp, our Walt's apartment page, Sunken City Design Group, Diz Insider page. I don't know what. Oh, the Tribe, is that the Marvel group? Diz Insider YouTube, the Walt's Apartment YouTube, and the Walt's Apartment Twitch tonight. Mm-hmm. So, however, we're not streaming to Twitter.
Lewis. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Mom, I'm on YouTube.
I did it.
I'm a YouTuber.
All right. Sam, number 4.
You didn't have it written down or what? You got to think about it?
I thought we lost. I thought she lost internet connection. I was like, "Well, there goes there."
Because I'm trying to not hurt Bill's feelings.
I don't give a shit.
Brother Bear. Yeah, no shit. Brother Bear's gotta go.
Brother Bear. She's conjuring up a good one. No, Brother Bear. Honestly, I can't get through it. And like, I had a different podcast. Like, I was on. I've had many different podcasts, but on Dysology. Right. On Dysology, we talked about.
Here they come.
On Dysology, we had an episode where we talked Brother Bear, and it was painful to get through for me.
The conversation, or just the movie?
You want me to drink? No, movie. Amanda, if you're going to encourage this behavior.
All right.
Are we playing? See, I'm mentioning one of her other podcasts.
We mentioned it like 3 shows back because you were like, you mentioned Discology like 10 times. I was like, you know what? I put in the group chat. We need to make a drinking game.
Hey, that was a good ass show.
Sean, do you remember it?
Yes.
It was really good show.
I get. Do you really want me to talk into how I talk? Okay.
Not that. No, Sam, not that. Not your old show. The show we mentioned the drinking game.
Yes.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
There you go.
I really don't.
Sean, all right, your number 4 pick.
Aladdin live action.
Oh, wait. I'm not on TikTok. Hey. I can do this here.
That's top 5 worst for you?
Buddy, that movie's terrible.
Fair. It is. Guy it's Ritchie terrible. Has no business directing
that movie. Is shot. So I was talking to someone about this. Actually, I started my list yesterday at work.
Jen said I actually like that did. Show. You know what's crazy is I still get new follows on Dizology every single day.
I actually did my my worst at work yesterday. I was talking to them and that came up. And in the beginning, when Aladdin is like going from like building to building, it's just shot so freaking weird. And I just the movie's so weird. I didn't like the beginning with Will Smith being the
Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. I didn't like Will Smith. I didn't think Will Smith did a good job. I think Will Smith's a douchebag. So now I hate it more because of what he's
doing. Do you like Will Smith or Dwayne The Rock Johnson better?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of The Rock. So that's Lewis. I have to say
Dwayne The Rock Johnson because that's what my daughter calls him. She goes,
I can't stand Will Smith. That dude's an idiot.
Interesting. I think he's one of the best actors we've had pretty much in history, but okay.
Okay. Well, he ruined his career by slapping a guy at the Oscars. So I think that's.
There are tons of people that I would love to slap.
In public like that? Well, you would do that. And now you have a 10-year ban from coming to the Oscars.
Listen, don't kink shame.
Look, they did him a damn favor. He don't got to sit through that shit for the next 10 years.
Exactly. I don't even watch it.
I think he's a douchebag. That's my opinion. He destroyed the genie. I mean, the song is cool. I mean, when he raps the song, that's cool. But I don't know. I don't like him. I don't like the movie. You can't compare to Robin Williams. Just like.
No, you cannot.
That's one you don't touch. I'm sorry. Is you don't even try to.
All right. So who do you blame for that? Disney or Will Smith? Because, I mean, that's Disney. They obviously didn't care about
Robin Williams. I'll blame them. Yeah, bad decision.
Iger. I'm just kidding. Here we go. All right, Bill, number 4.
I got Lightyear.
Oh, God, yeah, that's in my honorable mention. That movie's fucking terrible.
Yeah, another one that didn't need to happen.
Facts.
Jeez, I forgot about that movie.
It's as simple as
nobody asked for that.
Yeah, nobody asked for All-American Buzz Lightyear, the space astronaut.
So bad. Then the cat. Hello.
I feel like you guys are going to hate me for some of my next choices.
All right. Well, hit us. No, oh, yeah, I'm next.
Yeah.
I'm next. All right. My number 4 is Turning Red.
Buddy, that's such. What are you talking about?
Wait a second! I forgot that's a movie.
That's such a good movie.
Well, Turning Red. I don't care. It's neither here nor there. But I forgot a movie in my favorites. I forgot my literal fucking favorite movie.
Must have been your favorite.
Meet the Robinsons.
All right,
man. Yeah.
No, I'm sad.
Yep. No. Turning Red was no bueno.
Oh,
there he is.
Well, that was weird. I think my laptop just died. died.
They did hire him. They did hire him pre-slap, but still, the movie sucked.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. For me, my 4th worst pick is Turning Red. That Turning Red was absolute garbage.
From the man who loves Song of the South. Totally makes sense. Okay.
What was that? I missed that.
Turning Red. He picked Turning Red as his number 4.
I agree. Oh, that was God. My number 4. Oh. My number 3, sorry.
All right.
Oh, you're number 3?
Well, now we're on number 3. There we go.
All right, Sam was number 3.
Home on the Range.
Oh, wow. That's terrible, too.
Movie.
My God, there's so many good.
There are so many shitty movies.
So many good, bad movies.
It's so much easier to pick the shitty movies.
Oh, yeah. I can make a list of my top 20 least favorite movies. It's so for sure. Easy. Yeah.
Movies that I've seen once or I've seen for 15 minutes, and I'm like, this is garbage and I don't ever want to see it again. Please remove it from life, existence, all of right. Eternity. Home on the Range.
Number three.
My number three is Rogue One.
What the fuck?
What?
Ooh. Okay, Kevin said Home on the Range might be the literal worst.
No. Rogue One is your mm-hmm. third worst?
Yeah.
Please Perfect. Elaborate why. I'm so
didn't
curious.
Like didn't like it. Didn't care for it. I didn't like it.
Rogue One's like the best Star Wars movie they did.
You're out of your goddamn mind. Well, Disney, okay.
With Disney owning it. Under Disney's umbrella, I think Rogue One is probably the best movie-wise that they've done.
Wow.
I don't disagree with Lou on that.
I was not expecting that for your third. I wasn't expecting that on anybody's top.
Honestly, five. I would not accept. I would not expect anything Star Wars to be in anybody's five lowest or Marvel. I wouldn't expect anything Marvel or Star Wars to be in anybody's five lowest.
Oh, I got a Marvel one coming up for you.
Oh, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you if it's the one that was my number one favorite. Like we're literally gonna fight.
Lewis. All right, Bill, number three worst movie.
I already said it. Turning Red. I couldn't make it through. I tried to watch it twice, and I just passed
I liked
out.
Turning Red. I like Turning Red. It's not top. It's not even top 20 worthy, but I liked it. My daughter enjoyed it.
She was a little girl when I fell asleep, and when I woke up, she was a panda, and that was it.
Yep, I just turned.
But
it off.
Like as a girl who has come of age, it's relatable.
I did. Is that what the movie's about? I don't even know what it's about. I couldn't get to that point.
I mean, it's pretty much about being hormonal.
That's the hidden message, but it's not about that. It's about a family tradition that happens. But if you want to read between the lines, but Disney's not pushing agendas, then yes, it's about a.
Amanda just said every girl relates to that movie. You want me to tell you about the first time I started my period? Because it connects.
No. We don't want to hear that.
I'm not going to tell that story to anybody ever because it's traumatizing. It is traumatizing. And that's why Amanda said that, because literally, like, every girl goes through this ish.
To become pandas.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's no hidden message anymore, right?
Well, it is a hidden message.
Yep, see?
So there's an innuendo for sure.
It's not the best either. Exactly, Amanda. It's not a worst, but it's not a best. I feel like I appreciate the fact that it told something. It might be a metaphor.
I think it could have been a short. I think it could have been like bow or something like that and had a deeper meaning. They could have got the
honestly, like, I don't think Disney had to do it. I'm just glad that somebody did it and like, because.
I think there's so many better movies about like girls and you know going through.
Oh my god, my girl, my girl. So don't talk to me for 5 to 7 days.
My
needs his glasses. Can't sleep without his glasses.
Oh my god, you're gonna kill me right now. I'm gonna start sobbing. Right,
my number three is I think Bill said it. This fifth is Solo. Was not needed.
Neither was Rogue One.
Have you get Amanda? If you haven't seen the video of Haley singing "My Girl" with me when she was like 2 and a half, it's on my TikTok. Go look.
All right, Sam, you're number two.
Song of the South.
Okay.
Hey, it's Lewis's number two as well. Oh wait, it's just number two.
Well, opposite ends, but Song of the South.
Interesting. All right. Sean?
What?
Your number two worst movie.
The Black Cauldron.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's fucking garbage. It's such a bad movie.
It is for sure garbage.
What?
Of course you
right
like
up that. There with Fantasia for me.
I actually had I had that on there until I removed Fantasia and put Song of the South at my number five. Honestly, I actually had Fantasia in there as
wow.
Wow, I know.
Bill, number two worst movie.
The Wolverine.
Oh, the Japan one?
Yeah.
Ah, yep.
You know they're out of ideas when they start taking the cast overseas.
I like Bill. I like Bill. Bill, just so you know, I like you.
Thanks. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It felt out of character.
I tolerate you, Lewis.
We're getting closer. That's better. For me, my number two is Thor, The Dark World.
Well, that's true. Ooh. That is a bad movie.
Magical that is, elves.
That is
it's
bad.
Not as bad as Thor, Love, and Thunder, though.
Oh, Love and Thunder was funny. It wasn't good, no, but it was funny.
Love and Thunder didn't fucking make sense.
You're right, it didn't.
How the hell is this?
But neither did Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which is a great movie too. So I mean,
no, it's not. He's a freaking child predator. Like, what are you talking about, sir?
Who's a child predator? Pee-wee? He didn't get in trouble for that. He got in trouble for other things.
He was just having a little too much fun.
Yeah, he's having too much fun at the theater.
I don't think he was a Diddy.
No! Shit! Damn, I hope Diddy's not involved with Disney because we're never going to be asked to do anything for Disney.
Okay, listen.
All right, Sam, three honorable mentions. Worst movies.
Oh my God,
okay.
This list could be so
Dinosaur.
Big. Absolutely.
The Black Cauldron.
Fucking terrible.
And Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet's a sleeper. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a bad movie too. Damn.
They could have done so much
That's
more
with it.
A lot
of bad movies out there.
They could have done so much more with it. Like, they had so much. Like, I wish they would
remake Oliver and Company is so good, Kevin. Come on, Kevin.
Oliver and Company almost made my list, and so did The Rescuers. But with Treasure Planet, I'm so disappointed because they could have done so much more. And if I were to write it, it would be so much better. Just saying. Because Joey and I are about to rewrite that shit for our new podcast, and it's going to be dope because we're bringing you guys an audio drama, which is something that Walt's Apartment's not brought you yet. So,
hey, Sam, you're starting to sound a lot like D23.
Is Chicken Little a Disney movie?
It is. Yeah.
It is, and if you say Chicken Little, I will literally cry because that is one of Haley's favorite movies of all time. Literally, when his pants get pulled down, he's got the stucker.
We're talking about your favorite and worst movies, not Haley's.
It doesn't matter. As a parent, you literally brought Rue up earlier in your favorites.
No,
Ruby,
yes, you did.
Which one?
He brought him to combat mine.
Yeah.
And
say because he likes it so much, it pisses him off.
Fine, I'll allow it.
You don't need to. It's out there. It's in the internet. The internet's forever.
It is.
I don't care whether you say I need to or not. I'm allowing it, Lou. Just
all right, Sean, honorable mention threes.
Honorable mentions. Pinocchio.
Live action or original?
Animated.
Oh, the Twinkies.
The animated one. Okay. Don't like it.
I don't like the live action even more.
Fantasia. Hmm. And now that I know it is Chicken Little because that movie's terrible.
Oh my gosh, that movie's so cute. It's cute. The sky is falling.
From Justin to Kelly was a... Oh, that's a bad movie too.
Oh, that is a horrible movie, Kevin.
If we're going that way, then, I mean, my God. I mean, just think about this. There's so many movies that are so bad that are like, you don't realize they're part of Disney now.
Avatar.
And Speed 2.
Avatar. Speed 2, Cruise Control.
To be fair, I like Avatar. I like the original Avatar. Way of Water was way too long. There was a lot of unnecessary shit that happened in that movie.
I don't fall asleep during many movies. I actually fell asleep during that movie.
My daughter has never asked to leave the theater. She loves being in the movie theater. During the Way of Water, she asked to leave the theater.
Wow. Yeah.
And Speed 2 is terrible. I had her dad take her home.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Honorable mentions for bad movies.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes, you.
Sound of Music.
Oh my God. That's a great movie. Come on.
Really? Come on. Is it?
A deer, a female.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo. Oh, that's bad.
That is bad. Yes, I disagree with The Sound of Music, but that one I'll go with.
Yeah, and then we're gonna hit it out of the park with Aquamarine.
Oh geez, I forgot that one.
Man, Bill dug deep.
I got my list chilling.
All right, Louis, what's yours?
All right, so for me, I'm going live action Pinocchio.
Okay.
Absolutely horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull my list along.
Agree. Creepy as fuck as well.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say one.
It's creepy. It's creepy. Yeah.
I mean,
it's uncanny.
It is. Yeah. Not like the X-Men, because the uncanny X-Men, they're fantastic. Just saying.
All right. My
Marvel just geeked out for a second. Go ahead.
Well, stick on Marvel, because second movie that I didn't like was Captain Marvel.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wasn't a fan.
Really?
It just for timing really? Wise, I couldn't buy into
You're
it.
You're kicked off the tribe. Just kidding.
I agree.
Interesting. That's crazy.
I agree with the placement. The placement of that movie was a terrible spot to put it in.
I never got into it because of that. I was like, but until this day, I don't think I've ever finished watch. I don't think I've sat down and watched it in full.
Man, she's hot.
I mean, okay. For me, that's irrelevant in the movie. I'm not going to use that based on what I'm.
Is it?
Wait, hey, can we watch that for a watch party?
You can. I will be busy that day.
Man, you all got so many watch parties planned.
You won't do it with me, then?
I'm not watching that. Hell no. What? This is a worst movie. I'm Wednesday. Absolutely not.
But it informs so much.
I'm busy that day.
It informs so much.
It didn't inform me with nothing except that they could have done better.
Well, now that there are more things that have come post that movie, it informs so much. And you need to go back and watch it in all of its flurking gloriousness.
I see what you did there. Where do you go? Ba-da-ba. Anyway. And then my last honorable mention is Bambi.
This is a McDonald's.
Bambi. I had Bambi on my list too.
Well, Bambi too would fit into my first category there.
I think some people are gonna hate my number one that I think is just the worst movie.
Yeah.
Bam, what's your number one?
Planes.
Oh, jeez, that was bad.
That is bad.
The good bad one.
That's a good bad one.
That's a good bad one. Yeah.
John.
Wall-E, it's the worst fucking movie ever made.
Oh my God. No, it wasn't.
So bad.
You still got some white powder on your nose, man. You're snorting something. It's crazy. Mars needs mom.
He's visiting my trap list, house. Mars needs mom.
I've never actually seen it, but I know that it did horrible at the box office. I've never seen it, so.
Sean's been at my trap house tonight. That's why he has white powder on his nose.
Bill, worst movie.
Peter and Wendy.
That's a bad one, too.
That's an awful one. Awful.
It's not as bad as Wall-E, but, I mean, it's bad.
How long did I make it, Lewis? We were trying to watch it at the same time, and I told you exactly when I
turned it off. I think it was like 15, 20 minutes, if that. We're out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take Hugh Jackman singing Nirvana any day over the week than that Peter and Wendy garbage.
God.
My number one is I know it's not a bad film, but I just don't enjoy it at all. And that's Sleeping Beauty.
The movie, it sucks. It's completely honest. Yeah. She has zero agency. It does.
Maleficent was cool. But that whole entire movie, I think still to this day, I haven't watched it from start to finish because it's really boring.
The original Princess movies, honestly, I struggle through because they have zero agency and they're not very powerful women. They kind of just meh.
I don't know.
But Alan Tudyk is Mr. Darling in Peter Pan and Wendy.
I mean, no, Peter and Wendy was absolutely horrible.
Listen, Alan Tudyk can be great without Peter Pan and Wendy being
Snow White's great. Very weird, Kevin.
Snow completely White is agree. Hella weird. So honestly, weird. Even her singing, like when she's singing. And
I'm wishing.
How'd it go, Sean? How'd it go?
I'm wishing. Can't do it, yeah.
Wait, are we talking about Snow White the Animated or Snow White
yes.
the Oh, Snow the White the Animated is sick, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, take her out of the movie. But those seven dwarves, dude, oh, that's
dude,
like the
best dwarves?
Part. Dude, there's so many things wrong with
suddenly
that movie.
We all agree with Ziegler. No, we don't.
How old is
weird?
How old is, weird.
Weird.
No, Amanda, I won't do that.
So.
I don't know if we'll do karaoke again.
Thank
you. Can we do karaoke?
So, with that, appreciate everybody hanging out tonight and talking our top
Sean,
five.
Can we do karaoke when we're all together for
I don't know.
Like, us? Like, we don't have to go live, but can we just do it?
Not my house. It's not my party.
Okay, so I'm talking to David.
Yeah, I don't know if I got the invite to David's house. I think he said no. He look at it. Yep. See, Bill, that's what she's going to do tonight. As soon as you get the cat off the thing, the black flame candle's coming out. The book is coming out, and
that's what I picture when she says, "We're talking to David."
Hey, if we
David
stop by Walgreens, I'm not going to say it.
David, do you hear us? David,
karaoke.
We had so much fun doing karaoke together, Sean.
Yeah.
Think about the context of that. That'd be pretty great, yeah. though, if you were doing karaoke awesome. With spirits.
Right.
David, you want to do
time
it?
Time is this show normally? Jennifer asked. It's normally 8 o'clock on
every
because of
Monday.
Me being late for work and still couldn't make it on time. So that's awesome. But
as you guys saw tonight, we went a little bit different route with our topics yeah. tonight.
We got Bill here too,
and we got Bill here.
TTFC.
There it is.
I need a cut.
You gotta make to hang around.
You are not cool enough. And I live in Indiana, so.
What, but you automatically thought you were like in it, though. Like,
who me?
You want to see what it's about? Hit me up, and I'll get you with the invite details to the 4-year. How about that, Sean?
Who him? Yeah, I was like, I've got nothing to do with this. I'm a friggin' innocent ass kindergarten teacher over here in Indiana.
Didn't you take a shot a half hour ago?
I've taken multiple shots since we've been live.
All right, it's 10 o'clock.
All right, guys.
It well, is midnight.
Until next time, I appreciate all you guys. And we will be making changes throughout the show. And you will start seeing some of the old come in on the new. But until next time.